Your name is Jim B. Brown. This is Harris County. It's not really exactly Whitesville, but that's the area I'm working out of.
Well, the address is West Point, Georgia. We get out of mail.
West Point, is that the whole address, or?
Just West Point, Georgia, RFD1. RFD1. Box 271.
271, all right. How old did you tell me you were, sir? 73?
Who, him?
Yeah.
He's in his 74th year, and I'm in
no,
my...
No, I won't be in my 74th.
He'll be 74 in January, and I'm in my 68th.
So you're...
I'm 67.
He's 73.
All right. And what religion are you? You're Baptist?
Baptist. Both.
And what's your occupation? Or what was it?
Well, it had been farming.
Farming? All your life?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, okay.
Very nice.
Did either of you have any schooling or very much schooling or how much education did you
have? No, I went to A&M at Carrollton and my lady's about to eat sweet up there.
I went to I quit at the eighth. Okay. That counted years we come along, they didn't count. You could work without education.
Sure, well I'm not criticizing at all. I just, I gotta get the information.
It ain't about as much, you're just from observation as you. You go to school then.
That's right.
Of course, now I don't know. I'm a First World War veteran and a General MacArthur, 42nd Marine Corps.
World War I veteran, all right. Did you ever see any action?
No, little old June at Atlanta asked me what I was going to enlist in. I was going to enlist in quartermaster company. And I said, I don't know, a truck driver or something, whatever. But, oh, no, they don't have no lights at night. And see, I didn't know anything about the Army. He said, come on, join the bakery company with me. I said, what'd they do? I thought they'd bake cooked cornbread and biscuits. Like, they bake light bread, you know.
Yeah.
So I went to medical doctor here, and he spanked me, said, you just will get up and go on, you know. And that's what I did. And so I went right back to Atlanta and went on out to Fort Overthorpe, Georgia. And that was, I don't know, it wasn't long before he called us out and sent us full length and out in Belmont. And then one long night before he called us out and getting ready to go across. So I was on the station over at Dijon, France. Dijon.
How long were you in Dijon? You know?
22 months.
Pretty good while.
That's a pretty good while.
Then we sailed back by the metal down the Sea of France, Marseille or something, and then right on down to the Straits of Gibraltar.
I've been through the Straits of Gibraltar myself.
And the little old Spaniard loaded out of a ship with a basket of coal at one gang plant, yumped it, and then come down. You know, I think we stayed there about 2 days before we got the ship loaded. See. Then we come on down to the old Ozark Island now, and then went back up to New York now.